There is the land. In the center of the land are the farm buildings. In the center of the buildings is the round barn. In the center of the barn rises a tall concrete silo. On the side of the silo are painted these words: the aims of this farm, good crops, proper storage, profitable livestock, a stable market, and life as well as a living. W.J. Dogan. Jackie could read these words before she could read. She said, "What do they say?" And her older sisters read them to her, or a hired man, or whoever was there. She learned them by heart without trying. She did not ask what the words meant. W.J. Dogan is Grandpa. He had the words lettered there inside the barn on the silo when he had just built the round barn. That was 1911, when Daddy was 9 years old. Jackie sees these words every day, sometimes 20 times, on a day when she and Craig and the others are playing hide-and-seek in the barn. Sometimes not for several days in a row, but add up the times she's seen them and the days of her life, and they'll come out even. Jackie is 14. She sits on the arm of Grandpa's easy chair. She rumples his thinning hair and shapes it into a Cupid doll twist. This is a ritual with all the grandchildren ever since they were little. Grandpa laughs with his stomach, silently. An idea strikes Jackie. She takes a pencil and paper. These are always near Grandpa, for Grandpa is deaf. They're always near Jackie, too, for Jackie writes things down. Maybe she has this habit from writing for Grandpa all her life. Being his ears, she writes, "Grandpa, I am going to write you a book. I am going to call it The Round Barn." Grandpa studies the paper. He takes a long time to ponder it. Then he nods slowly. "The Round Barn," he says. "Yes, the Round Barn will have a lot to say." He crinkles all over his face and laughs silently. He is pleased, she can tell. "I can write," Jackie says to herself, "what the round barn sees. Not just what I know it sees, but what Grandpa knows it sees, and Daddy, the milkman, the cows, all of us. For the round barn is in the middle of us all. And it sees everything. It's the center." Jackie thinks, here are the circles of the book. And she draws a picture starting with the silo and going out to the barn and beyond. "That's it," says Jackie. If it were just flat, but the book isn't flat, just as the barn isn't flat. So she takes another sheet of paper. She draws another picture. It looks a bit like the round barn, but without any hip roof. It looks a bit like three-dimensional tic-tac-toe. "It's like this," says Jackie. "We'll go back and forth in time, and wherever we are, it's the present. Here's when Grandpa is young. And this is 1911, when Daddy was 9 and the barn was built. And here's where Daddy and Mother were married. Here's where I was born. Here's when we moved up the road to the new farm, the Chez Nous, when I was starting 5th grade. And all this is what goes on while I'm writing, and all the years after. For the circles go out, concentric, in space. But they also go up and down in time, like an onion. But not like an onion completely, for onion parts are too cleanly separated. They pop apart. It's more like elm wood. Elm logs can hardly be split, for the fibers interpenetrate from ring to ring and bind all the circles together. The story, the farm, Jackie decides, is like a log of elm wood. Everything, in all directions, in all dimensions, is bound together.